This is Christian Meditation for a Bigger Life, where you can break through the distractions, stop, listen, and experience God's presence through biblically guided imagination. I'm Dave Cover. I want to help you with Christian meditation so you can draw near to God and get the stress and anxiety out of your mind and out of your heart and out of your body so you can live a bigger life. Let's take some time to stop and relax and refocus and re-narrate. Begin by lying flat on your back if you can. Otherwise, just sit comfortably in a chair. Uncross your legs and arms. And if you can, close your eyes so that you can envision reality with the eyes of your heart. And take in a deep breath. Maybe if you can, in through your nose, sending the air deep into your belly, making your belly rise with each intake of new breath. And each out-breath, try to have your out-breath be longer than your in-breath. You don't need to count, just feel it. As you breathe in, breathe deeply into your belly. And as you breathe out, let your out-breath be longer than your in-breath. And with each out-breath, focus your mind on feeling your body from within. Just feeling the presence of your body. You are an embodied soul. Feel your body as who you are. Breathing in through your nose, a deep breath into your belly. And breathing out this long out-breath, focusing your mind on feeling your body from within. Breathing in, and quietly breathing out a long out-breath. On your next in-breath, breathe deeply and hold it. And add to it a second deep breath and hold it as well, both breaths being held. And as you breathe out through your mouth, let it be an audible sigh. Let's try it again. Breathe deeply a deep breath in through your nose into your belly and hold it. And add to it a second deep breath and hold it as well. And now breathing out through your mouth an audible sigh. Long out breath. And now breathe normally. And with each out breath, try to focus on breathing out this long out breath, a sigh of relief. Neurologists tell us that this communicates to our central nervous system, you're in a good place. You're not in danger, you're not under threat. And with each out-breath, focus your mind on letting your body drop, the muscles in your body drop from holding yourself up. This may be the first time you're aware that you've been clenching your muscles today. See if you can release those muscles everywhere in your body. Every place that there's tightness, let it release. With each out-breath, there's always some place you can release tightness in your body. Focus your mind on feeling those muscles let go. Your body everywhere dropping toward the ground. Let go from holding yourself up. Focus your mind on your face. We often present a face to the world. This is a time where you can let your face drop. Let go completely of holding up a face to the world. Let your cheeks fall your jaw drop, your bottom teeth separate from your top teeth, your tongue relax all the way deep into your throat. Let the muscles around your eyes and behind your eyes let go. Muscles in your forehead and your temples ease, release. See if you can focus on the muscles in your scalp and the back of your head releasing, easing. And let that feeling go all the way down the back of your head to your neck, the back of your neck, around your throat, the muscles letting go. And notice how when you let go of the muscles in your face and head, it brings a sense of relaxation to your entire body. Your arms, your legs. Your hands, your feet, your shoulders, your back. Your abdomen, your hips. Letting every cell in your body fall toward the ground. Every muscle in your body feeling heavy with a sense of dropping. Letting go. Focus your mind on breathing in deeply through your nose into your belly. And a long, calm, quiet out-breath. And focusing your mind on letting your body continue to relax. While you also turn part of your attention to what we're going to talk about now when it comes to imagining reality, connection, nearness with God. Your imagination is your mind's God-given ability to experience a God that you can't see, not physically. It's part of being created in the image of God. The Bible calls this contemplation, meditation. Sometimes it calls it remembering or just being mindful of. Your biblically guided imagination perhaps is your most powerful asset in your connection with God, at least this side of your resurrected body when Jesus returns. Then you will see God face to face. But now we depend upon the Holy Spirit using our biblically guided imagination to imagine what is real, what is a biblical picture for us to imagine. I remember in the last Winter Olympics, the Chinese woman who won the gold medal in the downhill skiing event, before she would perform her event, she would stop at the top of the hill and just be there imagining, envisioning. And you could see her body sort of going through the steps of her jump. You could see her using her imagination. She was using the power of her imagination to envision reality, a future reality that she was going to lean into and experience. That's what we're doing. We're envisioning a reality that you're going to lean into and experience through your biblically guided imagination. We do this all the time. If you sit and imagine a conflict you might have with somebody in the future, thinking about what you're going to say, thinking about that conflict, your imagination causes your body to release chemicals, to tighten muscles. Your body doesn't know the difference between real and imagination. It's going to tense up and get ready to fight. Well, what we're doing in Christian meditation is kind of the opposite. We're leaning into the presence of God and why we can trust Him in our every situation, every circumstance. If you fix your imagination on the presence and the trustworthiness of God, you can develop a kind of pervading sense of well-being, a sense of calm confidence, even when circumstances are difficult in your life. So let's look again at that verse in Isaiah chapter 26, verse 3 and 4. The prophet Isaiah prays to God. He says, "You will keep in perfect peace." And that word perfect peace is translating the Hebrew where it just repeats the word peace twice. "You will keep in shalom, shalom, those whose minds are steadfast." That word minds can mean imagination, awareness, focus. Those whose biblically guided imaginations are steadfast on you will have peace because it says, because they trust in you. And then the next verse says, trust in the Lord forever. Yahweh is what the Hebrew says there, God's name, which means He is. It's the I am idea. Trust in the I am forever, for the Lord. The Lord Himself is the rock eternal. Now, it's repeating three times God's name. This is what you are to focus your biblically guided imagination on. What it means to trust in God's name. He is. He is. When you read the rest of the Bible, God emphasizes that His name means that He is the source of all existence. Everything that has been created by Him. Nothing exists that He didn't create. Nothing can exist outside of His sustaining its creation, its existence. He is the giver of all life. There is no life apart from Him. He sustains all life at every moment. He is the forever God, the one who is eternal. And He is the always present God, who is always sovereign over every detail of our circumstances. When you keep that in mind, when you hear the name of God, Yahweh, He's the creator of the entire universe. He's the giver of all life. He's the forever God. And He is 100% intimately present in every moment in my life, in every circumstance. So let's imagine this verse. Let this verse have its power in your life. Take a deep breath in through your nose into your belly. And as you breathe out, imagine. Can you imagine trusting Yahweh, the creator of the universe, the giver of all life? He is forever God, and He is always intimately present in every circumstance in your life. Can you imagine entrusting your life to Yahweh, the I Am? Imagine entrusting your whole body, every circumstance in your life, your whole life, to Yahweh. Isaiah says to God, "You will keep in perfect peace those whose minds are steadfast, because they trust in You. Trust in the Lord forever. For the Lord Himself is the rock eternal. Trust in the I Am forever. For the I Am, the I Am Himself, is your rock eternal. Forever. Eternal. Your rock, your security. When you trust Him, you rest in His care, His godness, peace, shalom, is always going to be in your life, even in the most difficult of circumstances, because you know He's in charge. He is good. You can trust Him. Imagine trusting your life into Yahweh's care. Take another deep breath. And as you breathe out, imagine the I Am as your rock that you are standing on. Every circumstance is below you. He's your rock. You are secure. You are safe. No matter what happens, He's in charge, and you are safe. In the big story, you are safe. This rock is your forever rock. So you can have peace when your mind, your biblically guided imagination, your awareness, your focus is steadfast on what it looks like to trust in Yahweh. You're imagining yourself trusting the I Am. He's the creator of everything in the universe. He's the source of all life. There is no life apart from Him. He is forever God. And He is 100% present with you, in charge of every circumstance in your life. And you can trust Him.
Thanks for listening to Christian Meditation for a Bigger Life. If you found this podcast helpful, please give us a rating in your podcast app so others can find it more easily. It really does help. And consider sharing this episode with a friend. Our audio engineers are Diego Huaman and Matthew Matlack. Look for new episodes each Tuesday and Thursday morning.